Hi, I'm Tina Spangler with TLC Barrels in Keystone Heights, Florida, and this is my audio book, Chapter 10, Hauling and Setting Goals. This chapter may be short enough. I'll go ahead and do Chapter 11 with it as well, Mental Game and Positive Thoughts. I think I can fit them both into one podcast. So Chapter 10 and 11, Hauling and Setting Goals, and Mental Game and Positive Thoughts. Hauling. A young horse should be hauled around before ever competing. Just to ride them around, let them stand tied to the trailer. This will allow your horse to desensitize to new environments without the pressure of competition. After you have done this a few times and feel ready to exhibition your horse, I suggest you purchase 4 exhibition tickets. Each time you haul them to different arenas several times before entering events. But it can actually be cheaper if you just go to practice nights. Usually practice nights, you can pay $5 or $10 for a whole night of open riding, for 2 hours of open riding. So sometimes that's the better way to do things. So I recommend that too. But if you do purchase 4 exhibitions at an event, the first one I would use as a trot to the barrel walk around it. The goal is to just let them have good form, put them in the right position, and just use the right timing and feel with your cues on them, and just getting them to pay attention, letting them know that barrels grow in other arenas other than at home, and not to just look around, but to stay focused on you. The idea is for them to learn that barrels do grow at other arenas, and on your second and third exhibitions, if they're listening, you can do a post-trot sit jog or a lope through. And then on your final one, I would finish slow. But don't go faster than you actually go at home. So if you're only trotting the barrels at home, only trot them there. If you're high loping the barrels at home, you may have to slow lope them there until they get confident. But never go faster at away arenas than you are currently training at home or in practice. Finally, the last exhibition, like I mentioned, should be done at a walk stop or a trot walk to relax and settle them and to do correctly. You always want to end on a quiet, positive note, and that's really important with a horse learning the barrels or even your novice horse. Now, for exhibitioning a novice horse who is now entering, you only should have to buy 1 or 2 exhibition tickets. Especially if it's a new arena. If it's an arena you go to all the time, you may not even want one. But it allows them to see the arena, feel the ground, and also to let you know what they're thinking and for you to get them focused on you. You can keep it to a post-trot sit jog or a trot walk. Most of the time, slow is better. At the very fastest, just a slow lope. And don't pick on your horse during the exhibition. You're trying to build their confidence and keep the try in your horse. It's okay to make a small correction, like maybe you have to go around the barrel twice, but try not to nitpick everything. You know, sometimes you'll see people like snatching on their face or putting the hip in or, you know, going around the barrel 50 times. It's just, you don't have to pick at them like that. You just have to understand if they're performing at 100% at home, the first few times the new pins, they may only give you 50 to 60 to 70%, not 100%. So you just have to be patient. It's just part of the process of becoming a calm, confident leader with a calm, confident, happy barrel horse. It just takes time. So a speed run at home or an exhibition. If you haven't made a speed run in a while and you want to work on your timing with speed, I would suggest at least 3 days of riding before you make your 3/4 run at home with the pattern, maybe the same size of where you're going to be going to compete. So if you're going to a big pin, set up a big, you know, the big pattern, set it up. If you're going to a little pattern, set that up. But smooth will always be your better run. This is a chance to get your timing and your feel and your position with speed. And you want to go for that smooth run. In regards to making a run at an event, an exhibition before a competition, usually slow exhibitions are best. So I wouldn't waste runs on a horse. You know, you don't want to get them too hot. You risk possibly hurting them. Not to mention the ground for exhibition is usually pretty tore up and uneven as well. So slow is usually best. Warming up before your competition. Everybody should have their own pre-race routine. Usually 1 hour before you compete, you'll get saddled. Some horses benefit from warming up early and then just tie them to the trailer. And then maybe 10 minutes before you're up, get back on and just walk circles by the trailer, or to keep them loose, or just sit quietly on them near the arena, a couple drags out. Every horse is different and will require a slightly different warm-up. You don't want to pick on them in your warm-up or over-drill them. At this point, your training should be done and you're just trying to get them warm, relaxed, and focused. You should do about a 20-minute warm-up. Some horses might need 30. About 10 minutes of walking to start. You can do your face flexing. If you have a hot horse, you're going to do more stopping. I mentioned that here for a hot free running horse, I do more stopping, backing, collection, and slow work. For a ready horse, I do more fluid work like long trotting, huge rectangles, squares, or loping big circles. Save your training for at home. Warm up should be consistent for the horse to build their confidence and prepare them for the competition coming. If you stick with a routine like you do at home at the show, that usually will build your horse's confidence. And most do best by standing quietly by the arena one or two drags out, or warm up and warming up far away from the arena. And some do better if you just walk small circles. And then others don't mind anything at all and you can warm up right in the chaos. So again, you have to know what your horse does best with. Setting goals for your first year of competition. I find it best to pick one association to chase points or awards for, just to have a fun goal. So it might be your futurity year or your derby year, or maybe your novice horse year, or even if it's an open year. You might pick a speed show, you might pick an NBHA district, a buckle series, a saddle series, something like that that you want to do for fun. It gives you a goal and you get going. You have, you know, on your calendar, you've got places you plan to take them. And I do try to limit my runs on them the first year to about 24 runs, which would be 2 per month. It gets them some exposure in new arenas and some seasoning, but it also gives them time to recover, go do slow work, trail ride, work cows, other things for them. My first year goal is to develop a calm, confident horse going at a speed that they are confident. Smooth runs where they are working is my goal, not me doing it all for them. And no hot spots. And mostly they're working off my body for go, rate, and turn. And I'm not having to pull on them or look for harsher equipment for control. Setting goals. What is a win? A win is any goal met. Do your best and you are a winner. If you keep trying, you are a winner. A goal of 1% improvement or one thing to focus on each ride or each run is a great goal. I think it's important to always find one good thing about every run and one thing you want to improve on. Training and competing is filled, just like life, with ups and downs. It's important to keep a positive attitude, make a plan, and keep trying. Setting goals should be realistic. Realistic goals for a child or an adult new to barrel racing would be to start at speed shows or attend NBHA jackpots and try to win a year-end title or awards. Unrealistic goals are ones like, I'm trying to go to the NFR this year and you can't even place or win at a local circuit rodeo. So again, you have to set realistic goals. Once you've accomplished your first year goal of competing at jackpots and your horse is calm and consistent and confident, you might want to try super shows their second year and then maybe open and pro rodeos as well. Super shows can be louder, scarier, and much more pressure on a young horse because they're in buildings. So you have to watch out for hot spots and keep them at a speed that builds their confidence and doesn't take it away. Super shows are fun though, because you get to make 2 or 3 runs in the same arena and the ground is usually nice for barrel horses. If you're able to run 1D or 2D times at NBHA jackpots, then you may want to try open or pro rodeos. Another fun goal is to finish in the top 5 of your NBHA district in any division. If you run in the 1D or the 2D, you're definitely ready to try the pro rodeo, but open rodeo is cheaper and you can request slack before performance just to ease your horse into it. but you can see if your horse likes the rodeo atmosphere. Rodeos can be challenging because the ground's not always ideal, like at a jackpot or super show. And you have other events like ropers and bull riders. You also have side acts like clowns and carriages and monkeys riding dogs and other distractions like loud music or people in the stands. A lot going on. And see what your horse does better at. Do they work better at a three-day super show? Or do they prefer the adversity of rodeo? You will find there are horses that love rodeo, there are horses that love super show, and there are some that can handle both. Figure out where you do your best and set your goals accordingly. If you do this just for fun, then it's okay to go where you want, when you want, and just enjoy it. But winning money is nice. It helps offset the expense of entry fees, trucks, trailer, horse care, hay, feed, and more. So I personally, as doing it for a business, I tried to enter my horses where I knew they'd draw a check. I usually ran my horses two or three times a month maximum. So they're running 20 to 40 runs a max a year. So I tried to pick places where I could get checks. Goals should be based on your horse's mental and physical well-being as well. A goal should never be to put competition in front of your horse's emotional and physical health. TLC's motto, ride with heart, is to always put the horses first and to always give 100% inside and outside of the arena. That is to have heart. Okay, chapter 11, mental game and positive thoughts. To be a champion, you must think and act like a champion. You must believe in yourself and your horse. As a full-time trainer, giving lessons 5 days a week and riding six different kinds of horses a day, usually 5 days a week, and then I'd go compete one day and have one family day, it didn't put me in the pressured environment of the barrel racing arena more than once a week on average. And only when my mind was properly prepared could I get my mental game tough enough to get in the zone before my runs. It's kind of like you're doing slow work all week, right? And even if you have just one horse, you're doing slow work all week. And then once a week, even if you made a run at home, it still doesn't feel like it does at a show because you have different adrenaline. Your horse knows it's the real deal. You know it's the real deal. It's going to always feel different. So one of my favorite quotes, and it's, you know, it, right here in my book, is to those who dare to be better. President Roosevelt once said, "It's not the critics who count, not the man that points out how the strong man stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done better, but the credit goes to the man who's competing in the arena, or woman, whose face is marred by dust and sweat, who strives violently, who errs and comes up short repeatedly, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows triumph of achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, who knows that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory or defeat." I love that one because I feel like you win just for trying, just for chasing your dreams. Often our biggest fears are usually the big goals and dreams we have ourselves. Once you get through it, once you do it, you're so happy you did it because it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. So definitely get out there and try. It's mental toughness that gets you to the pay window. How do you get into a competitive mindset? How do you deal with your nerves, the pressure, negative feelings? First, you have to practice over and over to prepare yourself to perform at your top mental game. This can include deep breathing and visualizing your runs. It has a lot to do with being calm and confident and focused and in the moment during your run, trusting your preparation. Overthinking causes you to ride mechanical and your timing gets off. You need to have positive thoughts and you and your horse making a smooth, fast run beforehand. Remember two things: breathe and positive images. The day of the event, familiarize yourself with the arena, where the barrel stakes are, the timers, the alley, the approach, a long or short score, barrel placement to the fences, and any other distractions you might notice, and also the atmosphere of the event. If you've been there before, review it in your mind. Mentally rehearse your competition in your mind, thinking positive, what distractions would come up and how you would deal with them. See yourself being relaxed, having fun, being in control, and making a smooth run. Look forward to the competition and the pressure by relaxing and using centering exercises. Keep your thinking aligned with being calm, confident, and challenged, and having fun during the event. During warm-up, relax both mentally and physically with focus on your movements, connection to your horse, and awareness of how you feel. Seconds before you compete, clear your mind, trust your run, and just let it happen. Learn when you are go or no go for competition and how to get yourself in a positive, calm, confident go state. So that you do not override or overthink it. Change what's working for you at home. Do not override or overthink it, or change what works for you at home or your best runs in the past. Be in the moment. Trust your training and preparation. After competition, allow time to settle down, relax, and review what went well, what could be better, with the correction needed. Feel good about what you have learned and do it in your journal, you guys. On Amazon, you can purchase my performance tracker, barrel racing log. It's only $10. I keep my prices cheap. Again, I'm not a fancy editor, but it's everything you need in a space where you can track your progress. This is a huge subject among barrel racers. So often we can choke during a run. It's mentally caused. You can lose the barrel race before you ever even get there. We may have thought negative things before a run, like, I'm going to hit a barrel. My horse isn't listening. They're going to go up the fence. They're going to go past the barrel. They're being stiff. And it affects how you ride. You start riding defensively instead of offensively or in the moment. See yourself riding in the moment, on feel. Trust your muscle memory from your practice, having that smooth, confident run. Experience, practice of skill, positive attitude, heart, and mental toughness are the five key elements you need to be successful. So let me say those five again. Experience. Obviously, the more you do something, the better you're going to get at it. Practice. The more you practice, the better you get at something. Positive attitude. No one can win with a negative attitude. Heart. You've got to have try. And mental toughness. You've got to know how to breathe and center and see yourself doing well. Those five things are what you need to be successful. You must have all five to be consistent at winning. Of course, your horse needs to feel good and be physically and emotionally ready too. There are so many factors that go into being great at barrel racing. I admire and respect the ones out there winning because I know the hard work that goes into getting and staying there. That's why it's so awesome when you hear the new time to beat or the winner is with your name followed behind it, because you've worked so hard for so long to get to that point. Barrel racing is an adrenaline rush. It is addicting. You love it, and as much time and money as you put into it, with only 16 seconds on average once a week to get it all right, your mental game has to be sharp. Surround yourself with positive people only. People who support your goals, dreams, and build you up, not tear you down. Constructive criticism and pointing out your good points and qualities in your run as well. Stay clear of negative people. Be polite and just go the other way quick. Confide or discuss what you are dealing with only your support team. Your support team may come from your spouse, a best friend, your trainer, coach, mentor. Seek outside help from time to time to get a clear or fresh view on things. Power comes from knowledge. Watch how people warm up, how they groom their horses, how they exhibition, how they compete, and how they cool their horses down. Realize what you like and what you dislike, and make mental notes about it to yourself. Lastly, just enjoy the process and the journey and just keep it fun. As you approach the alleyway, think of only one or two things before you run. For me, it was think about my spots and maybe one other cue for that horse I was on. Some horses, it might be spots and low forward hands or spots and say, whoa, or sit, you know, whatever you needed, or use more leg. But it was always my spots. As long as I thought about my spots and be in the moment, and then there might be one other critical cue I needed to think for that particular horse. And that's important. Whatever it is, whatever the key is to help you stay focused and calm without overthinking, do that. So again, don't think about your whole run and all your cues, just one or two thoughts as you head down the alleyway. We are blessed to have a horse and live in a country, or horses, live in a country where we can barrel race. I believe God gives us all our own gifts, purpose, and passion. I used to open up all my clinics by saying, there's nothing better than hearing the new time to beat or the winner is with your name followed by it. But I have found now, 30 some years later, the best part when I look back now is the time spent with my horses, the memories made with them, and my family and my friends. So thank you guys again for tuning in for my audiobook. That was chapter 10 and 11. And next chapter will be chapter 12, the secret chapter. And I'll be doing that next time. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless, and ride with heart.